Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. I'm increasing your vitality and strength in this season, says the Father. You will taste of the vintage of my spirit and be launched into a present, real-time experience of my provision and my delivering hand. There's been a grappling in your life as the enemy sought to dispose of your blessing and destroy your ability to contain it. But I will shore up those things in your life that need reinforcing. I will fortify those things weakened to the point of cracking. There have been areas in your life, even emotionally, where you have been strained to the breaking point. Those around you have seen the pressure and wanted to help, but I'm the hero. I will bring forth justice in your life. Divine justice at the judgment bar of heaven. The accuser has pointed the finger, and he says to me, as he said of Job, take your hand off of them, and they will curse you to your face. But you haven't done that. You've been willing and pliable, continually looking to me as you grappled, wrestled, and struggled. Your eye was cast to the heavens, waiting for me to show up in the situation, and I have heard your cry and dispatched angels of assistance. This is the hour of breakthrough. Put your foot forward. Let your hand be first to the task. Do not wait for someone else to do what I have called you to do, because the one who gets the vision leads the vision. As your hand is first to the task, my hand will be first to the blessing that I am bringing forth in your life, and that right quickly.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So, passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now. Because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word prophet to 44321. If you use Cash App, $prophetic now. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. Second Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media, the sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us again at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So, passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get in abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.